so close to a medal but didn't get one in the end?
Yeah, exactly right. It's hard to explain just what went through the head, you know, after that foul was called, after we couldn't get a shot up with 5 seconds to go. And to get so close to a bronze medal and that elusive, you know, medal for an Olympic men's basketball team, you know, it's been such a special 4 or 5 weeks in the build-up to the Olympics and then the 2 weeks during it that, yeah, even watching the other Australian Aussies, the Aussies get off the plane today wearing their medals, it just was another reminder that how close we came to, you know, wearing one around our necks. But it wasn't to be. In the last 2 weeks, it's been such a special time in my life, and to share it with those guys is something I'll never forget. I just wish I could be landing in Perth today with a bronze medal.
You gave Australian basketball a big boost. Did you feel like it was all working to your favour and that basketball sort of was back on the map in Australia?
Yeah, I think just, you know, the guys that have made themselves available, all the NBA guys coming back, some of the European fellas putting their hands up. You know, they have incredibly busy schedules with, you know, playing in the NBA and then to back up straight into an Olympic campaign. They've been fantastic, and it's amazing seeing them, you know, convert from, you know, an NBA jersey to an Aussie one, and just the amount of passion they play with in the green and gold. You know, Paddy Mills organising a get-together at Ayers Rock to start the campaign, into, you know, Dellavedova winning the NBA championship, Bogut coming back from an injury that should have ruled him out. It's hard not to get inspired by a lot of the commitments the guys have made and the sacrifices they made just to try and win that medal. And yeah, it's going to be one of those things that will be hard to move on from. But in saying that, I'm, you know, I'm lucky enough that I get to land, have my beautiful wife here and start preparing for life as a dad any day now.
Does that mean the guys make a pact for 2020 in Tokyo? Come back and unfinished business, anything like that?
Yeah, I told them I'll be sitting front and centre in the cheer squad as a support crew. I don't know if I'll be there in 2020, but there's definitely a taste in the guys' mouth that they want to redeem themselves. Not that I think they have to do that at all. You know, with the exception of one game, I thought we played some of our best basketball we ever had as a group together, and it's just a shame that it didn't result in a medal.
When Bain scored that basket, there was a shot of you on the sidelines. Did you feel like that medal was in your hand at that stage?
Yeah, it was an emotional rollercoaster the whole game. And it just felt like something special was about to happen. And in particular, when Bainesy hit that, you know, turnaround hook shot, I thought this could be it. And then, to be honest, I watched that play. It felt like it was in slow-mo down the other end where Paddy looked to play good defence, and then it was a late call and we just couldn't believe it. But we still had 5 seconds to go and a chance of winning it, and unfortunately it wasn't to be.
And Britt survived all the emotions and the excitement and still waiting.
Yeah, exactly right. So she's just over, she's 38 and a half weeks. And there was a few times she'd call me. I thought, oh no, this is it. And I'd get a little bit anxious while I was over there. But in saying that, Joe Ingles had 2 days with his twins before he left to come over to Rio for the Olympics. I'm fortunate enough now where I've landed. Brittany still hasn't given birth, and hopefully next week or two I'll get to experience the sheer joy of becoming a father.
Damon, from a personal point of view, were you pleasantly surprised with how significant a role you were able to play over there?
Yeah, to be honest, I thought, oh, I'm going to be the 11th or 12th man, and you know, I still was in that role to a capacity. But Andre really wanted to rotate the bench. You know, he instilled a lot of confidence and faith in each of the players, and I was lucky enough to get out on the court for about 9 or 10 minutes a game. And that game time is something that was very memorable and special. But the whole experience, like, even it's too close right now to reflect on all of it, but I know during it, throughout the campaign, I had a lot of pinch me moments, and I can't wait to write them all down and try and relive it over the next week or two.
Kevin Durant, mate, take us back. Do you give yourself just half a second to just think of the stupid
or
the best player on the planet here?
No, at the time you do move on quickly from it, but it wasn't until I called Brittany immediately following the game and I was upset that we'd lost, and she started laughing. I thought, that's a weird reaction to hearing a husband, you know, upset after an Olympic loss. And I said, what? And she goes, oh, I should probably tell you before you see it on social media. I tweeted Kevin Durant that my husband stole the ball off him. And I was like, you're kidding me, aren't you? So I think Brittany was proud of the moment. And now that the games are over, it might be something I reflect on and have a bit of a laugh at.
Are you genuinely excited for the prospect of 4 years' time? We've got all these young players coming through. I mean, the NBA draft this year was amazing for Aussie talent. Are you genuinely excited going forward that we, you know, could even do better than bronze in Tokyo?
Absolutely. You know, I think when the Socceroos had some success at a World Cup campaign, you know, the A-League really just jumped on the coattails of that, and soccer throughout Australia really grew. And I would love to see if basketball within the NBL and abroad builds off, you know, the fourth place in Rio, but more importantly, in 4 years' time, they use that as a stepping stone to jump into the medals. And with, you know, Ben Simmons, Thon Maker, both getting drafted this year, Dellavedova, Patty Mills, they're still going to be young, Ryan Brokoff. The list is just an amazing talent. A lot of guys will be in the NBA, obviously still some NBL guys. And, you know, I'll be front and centre, hopefully cheering them on to win that first medal, and we'd be very proud to be an Australian that day.
What's the first thing you're going to do when you get out
of here? I've been on a plane a long time. I think I owe it to my wife to have a shower first and foremost. look, there's a lot of things you miss about home, but just the simplicity of going home with my pregnant wife and hearing all about the 5 weeks she's had to put up with. She's been amazing every day. Yeah, no, I'm good, the baby's okay, but I'm sure there's been a lot more going on behind the scenes that she'll tell me about now that I'm home.
No tournament or competition without a scratch on Damien Martin's face. Where'd that one come from?
Yeah, as soon as I land, it's not, hey, it's nice to see you. Brit's like, so what happened to your face? But there's always a few scratches out on the basketball court. And unfortunately, you know, 14, 16 hours in the air just talking with the guys are like, it's getting worse. Hopefully there's no media at the airport. But look, I wouldn't change a thing about the Olympics where there's a few scratches. Maybe just the loss.